Hi, this is Rita with Radio. Hello, this is Rita Bacuzzi and Jennifer Maldonado. We are financial literacy experts, and what we'd like to bring to you today is one of the most commonly asked questions that we get is, how do we save time and effort on money matters? So, Jen, what do you have to say to that?
Well, women through their lives spend a lot of time planning vacations. They spend time planning parties and things like that. But when it comes to finances, we always find an excuse to be really busy.
Like doing the laundry or dishes?
Definitely. And one of the things that we definitely need to stop doing is that busyness and free up some time and really start considering our finances.
Right, just planning, you know, like you just said. We plan for vacations. People will take weeks, months planning birthday parties. And so we know that planning is super highly effective, right? It keeps us focused, especially if it's a party or, you know, and usually we need money to have those parties go through, right?
Definitely.
So, you know, one of the things that we need to do is unclutter our minds from all those distractions, right? Those, what do you call them?
Those life-sucking distractions.
They're life-sucking distractions, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, and then it just fills our mind cluttering it. So I look at it as, you know, if you're sitting at a table that's full of bills and papers and it's your table where you eat, you don't even have space to eat. You don't have room for a guest, and it's much more fun to have a guest there than there is those papers once they're cleared up, right?
Yeah, definitely. We need really to start reducing that waste time and effort.
Absolutely.
And there's two main tips that I think we share about how to really save time and effort on money matters. If you were going to tell us what those tips are, what would you recommend, Rita?
Well, let's start with the first one. The first one is definitely financial planning, because we just said, and we know, planning really works, especially for women. So one of the things is instead of looking at this whole big picture of financial planning, maybe breaking it down, right? Like a spending plan or an estate plan. What else? What other plans do you come up with?
Definitely we need to think about taxes.
People do not
plan for that. They just come, and when it's time to fill out the taxes, that's when they reach their accountant.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is income streams.
Oh, yeah.
We really need to go to that, and we really need to go to emergency funds and retirement accounts.
Yep, I agree with all of those. Those are, you know, taking it down and breaking it into pieces. You know, it's like we hear that thing about how do you eat an elephant, right? One bite at a time. Well, we need to do the same thing with our financial planning. One bite at a time. So I really love, you know, that we get to break it down for people and just make it so much easier to work together with the gals that we work with.
Definitely. And this is the thing, Rita. We don't have to do this by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We really can have a team in place and help us do that. You and I know we are financial experts, but we always rely in our team members to help us make a smarter decision.
Oh, heck yeah. There's nothing like leverage. Leveraging somebody else's time, you know, they made their mistakes. They're the ones that know. They get to lead the path, right? It just makes things much more expedited. It's just so much faster to follow through and just go along with that. You save time, you save money. It's unbelievable.
I mean,
just personally, when I started leveraging other people's time, I had more time to make the money that I wanted to do doing stuff I love. So,
yeah. And also efforts, Rita. Think about it. They have this experience and they have these ideas and how we can really leverage our resources. And you don't get that out there.
Right.
And talking about getting that out there, I think that it's important that we bring that we really need to discern or filter who are we getting advice from.
Right. What about family members?
my favorite one.
What's your experience
with that? Well, we have family members. They always have good intentions, but it doesn't mean that they're going to give you a good advice. They're not financial experts. And the most interesting thing is that we are going to the family members, and it is safe, but maybe they're not financially successful.
Right.
They might be even broke.
That's true.
How you're going to ask for some advice of someone who is broke. But also there is a difference between the people who have been in that position but also the people who came out of that situation. Maybe they were completely successful, they were broke, and now they're standing up again.
Sure. I would love to learn from the experiences of people like that, and I do it all the time, as I know you do too, because actually learning from those people is learning how to be in control of those finances, right, which is what we all should be doing. We should be in control of our finances. So with that, how can people find out more about us and any other tips they'd like to learn about?
Definitely. Rita, one of the places that they can go is to 90daysfinancialchallenge.com. 90, the number 90, days, D-A-Y-S, financialchallenge.com. And they can go there and get more information about us.
Awesome.
And with that being said, there is Rita Bacuzzi and Jennifer Maldonado with Women Leading Their Finances.
Thank you.